When you choose to love someone, it becomes your pleasure to do things to enhance their lives. Welcome to the Be Rad Podcast, where we explore ways to pursue peak performance with passion throughout life without taking ourselves too seriously. I'm Brad Kearns, New York Times bestselling author, former number 3 world-ranked professional triathlete, and Guinness World Record Masters athlete. I connect with experts in diet, fitness, and personal growth, and deliver short breather shows where you get simple, actionable tips to improve your life right away. Let's explore beyond the hype, hacks, shortcuts, and sciencey talk to laugh, have fun, and appreciate the journey. It's time to be rad. I'm pleased to present B-Rad Grass-Fed Whey Protein Isolate Superfuel, the absolute highest quality, all-natural protein supplement infused with creatine that delivers everything you need to optimize your appetite for fat loss, recover quickly from workouts, and build and maintain lean muscle mass, the single most important attribute for aging gracefully. Our protein comes directly from small family farms in America's dairy land of Wisconsin. It's cold processed and microfiltered for maximum bioavailability and digestibility. So please don't mess with the many cheap commodity protein supplements that are ineffective, inferior, less pure, and often contain junk sweeteners, especially the plant-based offerings that are vastly less bioavailable than the gold standard of protein supplements, that's whey protein isolate. Whether you're in your peak athletic years looking to grow and recover, or in the older age groups trying to delay aging and decline, whey and creatine are widely agreed to be the most critical and effective supplements to take for the rest of your life. You can easily stir the superfuel in water or make a delicious smoothie every day. I'm certain that you're going to love the pleasant, light, natural vanilla bean and cocoa bean flavors. So try some on Amazon today. It's a huge hit with dozens of 5-star reviews. Or you can order direct from bradnutrition.com with our buy 3, get 1 free and make the super fuel a centerpiece of your daily routine. More relationship talk on the Breather Show. This time I want to highlight a viral internet article by Matthew Frey. It appeared on the Huffington Post a long time ago. And the title is, "My Wife Divorced Me Because I Left Dishes by the Sink." And I think it's probably relatable to a lot of couples where we have these day-to-day conflicts that one person perhaps seemingly thinks is trivial, but it really is destructive and harmful to the relationship. So this this title is kind of a euphemism probably for all kinds of routine relationship conflict that is seemingly trivial, but can add up to be a lot of trouble. And as the article continues, I'm going to quote Matthew, and we'll go through this and see if we can get some memorable insights. So he says, look, the wife doesn't want to divorce her husband because he leaves used drinking glasses by the sink. She wants to divorce him because she feels like he doesn't respect or appreciate her. And now here's Matt, the man in the story, in the stereotype here of the sloppy man, and then the female that's tired of cleaning up after him. So he asks himself rhetorically, he asks himself the question that he's going to answer. Hey, Matt, why would you leave a glass by the sink instead of putting it in the dishwasher? And he says, there are several reasons, actually. One, I may want to use it again. Two, I don't care if a glass is sitting by the sink unless guests are coming over. Three, I will never care about a glass sitting by the sink ever. It's impossible. It's like asking me to make myself interested in crochet or to enjoy yard work. I don't want to crochet things. It's hard for me to imagine a scenario in which doing a bunch of work in my yard sounds more appealing than any of several thousand less sucky things that could be done. Whew. All right, Matt, throwing down. I think a lot of people can relate so far, right? And I'm jumping through the highlights of the article. I'd love for you to read the whole thing. But anyway, he says, if his wife thought and felt like him, he'd be right to defend himself. Unfortunately, most guys don't know that she's not fighting about the glass by the sink. She's fighting for acknowledgement, respect, validation, and his love. Back to John Gottman, who I talked about frequently in the last Breather Show. They contend, the Gottman Institute research shows that most couples waste time arguing about things that will never change. If I'm not mistaken, I read a stat, it was some crazy, like 80% of couples' arguments are about things that will never change. Why do we do that? I could speculate from insights pulled from many other experts on the show. Perhaps it's our flawed childhood programming where we're just reactive and we jump into this argumentative mode that's such a familiar pattern to us and continue to argue about things that will never change. Perhaps as the theme of this Dishes article that I'm going to jump back to shortly after this little interlude in the middle, perhaps it's a futile effort to get the respect that is desired in the relationship. Understand? So if a couple is constantly arguing about finances and one of the members of the couple is the main income earner and the other person is the main spender, we're going to be butting heads over and over. And it's not really about the new lawn furniture that was super expensive. It's about the respect of the other person's needs and wants and values and coming together to make appropriate decisions where everyone's input is respected, including the person that desperately wants new patio furniture and the other person that desperately wants to keep to a budget. So arguing about the same thing, especially money, as I hear from great experts like the Morgan Pressel book and shows come to mind right now. Ramit Sethi talks about couples and money on his podcast. And you get these recurring themes where it's not really about the money. On some of Ramit's content, he talks about he was counseling a couple and their net worth is $7 million. And they're arguing that the wife doesn't want to stay in a medium hotel and the husband does because he's budget conscious. And she really, really loves five-star hotels and he thinks they're dumb. And all these themes come to the umbrella characterized by this viral article, My Wife Divorced Me Because I Left Dishes by the Sink. Okay. So if John Gottman says that most couples waste time arguing about things that never change, we're faced with a dilemma. And I have these notes. Here's our four choices for a relationship. And I apologize to whoever came up with these because I don't have the proper attribution. I had a couple guesses, but I'm just going to say Brad forgot. So I don't give the wrong credit, which would be even worse than not crediting. So the choices for a relationship that's stuck in repeating recurring conflict. Number one is to change the dynamics. That how many people need to change for a relationship to change? That's right, one. So one person changes their approach, their belief system, their behavior patterns. So that's choice number one, is change. Number two is reframe. So in the case of couples arguing about things that will never change, maybe one or both can reframe. And in the example of the male leaving the dishes by the sink or leaving the glass by the sink, maybe the female can reframe and say, oh, this is one of his absent-minded behavior patterns. I'm going to take 4 seconds and put that dish in the sink because it means a lot to me. So that's one way to reframe. The other one is to accept, which I guess I kind of go overlap here, accept that a person's going to be perennially running short on time and even late, and realize that these are extremely difficult attributes. These personality attributes are very difficult to change. Personality attributes and behavior dispositions, things like being extroverted, being messy, perhaps lazy in that context of whether the person's up at 6 a.m. Working out at the spin class or likes to sleep in, being humorous and using humor as a device to cut through perhaps relationship tension. These things are not going to go away. These things are attributes that are pretty well baked in. So you have that wonderful choice to accept it. So to recap, before I get to number four, the worst one, change by someone or both, reframe by one or both, acceptance by one or both. And then finally, choice number four is to stay and suffer and repeat the pattern and continue wasting time arguing about things that never change. I don't know about you, but I want to stay away from number four. So let's finish this show going back to the article about dishes by the sink. There's only one reason that I will ever stop leaving that glass by the sink, a lesson that I learned much too late. And the answer is because I love and respect my partner and it really matters to her. I understand that when I leave a glass there, it hurts her. It literally causes her pain because it feels to her like I just said, quote, hey, I don't respect you or value your thoughts or opinions. Not taking 4 seconds to put my glass in the dishwasher is more important to me than you are. And reflect on that for a moment, how he started with very appropriate and precise grammar here. He says, it feels to her like what I'm saying is, with my behavior, what I'm saying is, hey, I don't respect you or value your thoughts. I don't care to take 4 seconds. Saving 4 seconds is more important to me than you are. So when you kind of come to this realization that the reason to move the glass into the dishwasher, it's pretty powerful. All of a sudden, it's not about something as benign and meaningless as a dirty dish. Because remember, when the guy gave his 3 reasons for why you're leaving the glass by the sink, he said, I may want to use it again. I don't care unless guests are coming over. And 3, I will never care about a glass sitting by the sink ever. It's impossible. It's like asking me to enjoy yard work. So all of a sudden, it's not as benign and meaningless as a dirty dish. Now, it's a meaningful act of love and sacrifice of 4 seconds. That doesn't seem like the kind of thing that's too big for the person who sacrifices daily for me. I don't have to understand why she cares so much about that stupid glass. Again, I love the guy's beautiful use of grammar and putting in stupid glass with that injection. But again, showing us the big picture that it's not important to understand why. I just have to understand and respect that she does care. When you choose to love someone, it becomes your pleasure to do things to enhance their lives and bring you closer together rather than a chore. And we'll have the link in the show notes. But again, the title is My Wife Divorced Me Because I Left Dishes by the Sink by Matthew Frey on Huffington Post. And thank you for listening to or watching this Breather Show. Love to hear from you. And the email address, as always, podcast@bradventures.com. And go ahead and share the show with someone you care about. Listen to it together. Push a couple buttons and send a text message of an excerpt or a link to the show. And love to bring more people along as we navigate the all the different aspects of leading healthy, active, happy, energetic lifestyle for a long time. See you soon. Hey, man. How's your sexual function? Oh, uncomfortable talking about it? Look, we talk about our injured knees, our belly fat, so it's time to get focused on function. I want to tell you about Gainswave. This is a cutting-edge protocol where a handheld device sends low-intensity shockwaves into your penile blood vessels to stimulate a healing response and promote increased blood circulation and the growth of new blood vessels. A skilled practitioner puts the Gainswave magic wand onto your magic wand, and after a series of 6 to 12 very brief treatments, which are painless but extremely effective, you get real results. Gainswave reports an 80% success rate. Now, we know that popping pills is a popular penile protocol, but when you're working with clogged pipes, you just get a temporary band-aid effect when you take prescription drugs. Gainswave addresses the cause of age-related decline by stimulating growth factors and activating dormant stem cells. Translation, stronger, harder, more sustainable erections. I learned about Gainswave from my podcast guest, Dr. Judson Brandeis at the Brandeis MD Clinic in Northern California, and there's a robust network of Gainswave providers that you can find on their website near you. Complete a series of treatments, and the beneficial effects will last for a long time, especially if you eat and exercise well to promote overall vascular health. It's a tune-up for your equipment, and while it's great for ED, Gainswave is for any man that wants to combat the effects of aging and get a little boost for your A-game. So please visit Gainswave.com/Brad. That's Gainswave.com/BRAD to find a practitioner in your area, and you can take advantage of my special promotion. Buy 6 treatments and get one free. You have nothing to lose and lots to gain from gainswave.com/Brad. Thank you so much for listening to the BRAD podcast. We appreciate all feedback and suggestions. Email podcast@bradventures.com and visit bradkearns.com to download 5 free ebooks and learn some great long cuts to a longer life, how to optimize testosterone naturally, become a dark chocolate connoisseur, and transition to a barefoot and minimalist shoe lifestyle.